You're listening to The 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. We'll forgive you if you don't remember this fact, but Abraham Lincoln was actually elected to his second presidential term 152 years ago today. President Lincoln's legacy is still recognizable in many ways, but he actually has one that you may not know about, ties to the Republican Party's elephant symbol. Joining us now from Springfield, Illinois, is historian Ian Hunt of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. He found that GOP symbol has ties to newspaper coverage of Lincoln's presidential campaigns and may actually originate from a newspaper in Springfield. Ian, thank you for joining us on the 21st. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think we often think of political cartoonist Thomas Nast being credited with the creation of both the elephant and the donkey as the two main symbols for the Republican and Democratic Party, but you recently found something that may show otherwise. How did you first start to look into this?
I was asked in my role at the museum if I could do some research on a fairly famous photograph of Abraham Lincoln that was taken on August the 8th of 1860, with Mr. Lincoln actually standing on the front steps of his home here in Springfield and a huge crowd that had gathered on the front steps and on the street in front. During the course of that research, I decided to take a look at the newspapers the following day to see if by chance any of the reporters may have mentioned that this photograph was taken or may have given any background on it, which was when we came across this cartoon.
And why do you think this cartoon was used? Why was there an elephant drawn? Why do you think that first came about?
Well, we went back and looked, and it's interesting because, of course, they had not used an elephant before. The symbology that they had used, it included cannons, it included eagles, all of the traditional symbols of patriotism that we think of today. But when you read the descriptions that were given by the reporters who had witnessed this rally, it was at the time billed as the largest rally held in the western United States. It was believed that as many as 80,000 people had shown up in Springfield for this Republican rally. And the descriptors that they use, they talk about the strength and the power. They actually said that it was a veritable political earthquake and that a larger or more magnificent political demonstration had never been seen. And so it makes sense from a writer's perspective that the way to capture in people's imaginations the strength and the energy of this rally is to pick what is the largest land animal on the earth, the most powerful, theoretically the most strongest animal in existence.
And so we tweeted out a picture. If you followed 21ST show, I tweeted out a picture earlier of this article, and it has an elephant, and the elephant's carrying a banner that says, "We are coming, clear the track." And as you said, Ian, you're right. The headline says, "A political earthquake, exclamation point. The prairies on fire for Lincoln, another exclamation point." And this is, I love the four headlines of these newspapers. "The biggest demonstration ever held in the West, another exclamation point. 75,000 Republicans in council." Why do you think that so it makes sense that why the elephant was used here. Did we then start to see this being used more often after this? This was the first instance that you believe you found.
Yeah, we tracked back through the 1856 John C. Fremont election because we were curious to see whether the elephant was tied to the Republican Party automatically from its inception. And we were unable to locate any reference whatsoever to John C. Fremont during his campaign and the elephant. I think that with the reason it sticks with Lincoln is not only, as we've already talked about, with the power of this massive campaign rally in Springfield, but interestingly, we know that Mr. Lincoln's vice presidential running mate, Hannibal Hamlin, we know that there were people in 1860 who were playing off of Hannibal Hamlin's name, and they were talking about the fact that they were holding signs, actually, that said Hannibal Hamlin, the first man to show the elephant to the Democrats. And they were playing off of the famous Carthaginian general Hannibal, who during the Second Punic War in 218.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Right.
Had marched an army across the Alps into Italy and had been accompanied by war elephants. So we think that probably it was kind of tongue in cheek by the editors of the Illinois State Journal when they did this. But to answer your question, we find that literally within weeks, there are references to the elephant. There are imagery of the elephant that are being used as far afield as Pennsylvania. If it happens once, it might be considered an anomaly. But when you can find clear patterns that other locations, other newspapers have picked up this symbol of the elephant as being representative of the Republicans, it really is when you begin to see this pattern growing.
And I know the Democratic donkey symbol predates the Republican Party's elephant symbol by a couple of decades. Do you think the Republican Party thought they needed an animal symbol to match the Democratic donkey?
I don't know that they necessarily sat down and said, guys, we have to find
We have to have an
something to
animal.
combat
They have an
them.
animal, right?
Yeah, I think that it's probably a number of things that all kind of come together at the same time. I think that the fact that Lincoln's running mate is named after a famous general who uses war elephants. I think the popularity of Mr. Lincoln both in 60 and 64 and then, of course, immediately after his assassination, the huge meteoric rise in popularity he had. I think that the fact that you have combat soldiers at the time who were talking about, they used the phrase seeing the elephant as a way to describe those who have actually been in combat and have seen the horrors of war. I think that all of these things kind of coalesce together at almost the exact same moment. I don't think Republican strategists just sat down one day and said, we need an animal. What can we get?
Okay. Well, and it is an interesting, we just have about a less than a minute left here, Ian, but just really quickly, it is interesting, this history that you've uncovered. Do you think that now we can sort of change the narrative that it wasn't necessarily Thomas Nast who created it, but the Springfield paper?
I think the fact that it's tied to Mr. Lincoln, that it would certainly give a story like that more legs. It needs to get out there. It needs to be better understood that this is a symbol that had been in existence for 14 years when Thomas Nast began drawing his cartoons for Frank Leslie's Illustrated. So,
thanks for that, historian Ian Hunt, on this election day, and I guess we could say the 152nd anniversary of President Lincoln being elected to second term in office, giving us some new information and shedding new light on the Republican Party GOP elephant symbol. Ian Hunt is a historian with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library in Springfield. Ian, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.